debate, the law always follows Dovr HaMelech. We don't follow Shaul HaMelech in Hebrew law. We follow King David. Why? Because of the fact that he shared his Torah with others. That gave him an extra bracha that he was zecha to be able to know the right halacha. That Hashem gave him the clarity to be able to know how to pick the right decision, right or left or right, in each decision of halacha. The Gemara says this. Validezeh, and because of this difference, Yesh b'neihem machloikis. There's a division. They're different. They move far apart. V'zeh b'chinas ha-machloikis shoya bein Shaul v'David. This is, in essence, the concept behind the machloikis. If Shaul HaMelech was a tzaddik, how could he be so angry? How could he be so different from David HaMelech, who is also a tzaddik? Rabbein Azal is explaining where the difference stemmed from. Sheshneim hoyu tzadikim gedoilim. Both of them were very great tzadikim. V'yafal pikein hoyo b'neihem machloikis. And despite that, there was a major difference between them. Hainu machmas b'chinas anal, as we explained earlier. Ki zeh hoyo b'chinas toiv. Shaul HaMelech was toiv. V'zeh hoyo b'chinas chesed. And Dovr HaMelech was chesed. Kiyom Razal, because the Gemara tells us in Eruvin, page 53, David degali mesechta, Dovr HaMelech, who revealed his learning, ksiv bei, about him, the Pasuk says, yirei echo, yiruni, v'yismochu. Those who respected you, Hashem, they would see me, and they would rejoice. They were full of joy when they saw me. Shaul deloy goli mesechta, Shaul HaMelech, who did not share his learning with others, ksiv bei, the Pasuk says about him, el kol asher yifne yarshia. Everything he turned to, he messed up. Rachmona Litzlan, yarshia, milashon rosha. It's awesome. Look at the powerful words. It's very serious. Hainu kanal, this goes back to what we said before. Ki shol deloy goli mesechta, Shaul HaMelech, who did not share his learning with others, Zebchinas toiv, that's called toiv, the tuvei gonus begavei. His goodness is concealed, is hidden in him. Aval David, the gali mesechta, as David who revealed his mesechta, shohim alamei toirosei lorabim, he taught Torah to the general public, zebchinas chesed, dispashit labar, that's chesed, which spreads outside his home, outside. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'toiras chesed al ha'shoina. Dovr HaMelech's Torah was a Torah of chesed. U'machmazeh hoya b'neihem machloikis. And it's for this reason that there was this great divide between them. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain a little more this concept of machloikis. Ki ha-machloikis hu bechinas ramim. Machloikis is compared to thunder. Kimuva b'mokam acher. As is explained in another place in Torah Nun Vav in Chelek Aleph in Likut Imran. Ve'iso, Rabbein Azal says over there, Shehoramim nasen al yedei sheyoitzim edim chamim kemoyesh. How does thunder come about? There are these warm vapors that come up from the ground, which are like fire. Ve'ho'ananim shoyavim oisam ho'edim chamim. The clouds draw those warm vapors into themselves. And because of the fact that the clouds draw these vapor, a lot of these vapors, this fire, to the point where they can't contain it, what happens is the cloud bursts. And this is what causes thunder. We know that the Torah is compared to fire. Kemosh Torah is gathered up in the heart of a person who's studying it. Ke'esh boyeres, like a burning fire. Machma she'enoi megaloisa, because he's not revealing it, he's not sharing it with others. So it's just, he's packing it in inside himself, inside his own heart. Aydeze boikas ve'yoytzeis bebechinas ramim. Sometimes that fire explodes. It bursts, and it comes out as thunder, shehu bechinas machloikis, which Rabbein Azal showed in chapter 56 in Likut Imran, that thunder is an inyan of machloikis. Now Rabbein Azal says, v'zeh bechinas sichoson shel tamidei chachamim tzrichin limud. This is a famous statement in the Gemara, that the words of rabbis, even when they don't seem to be talking about Torah, even when they seem to be talking about worldly matters, their words require study. Because if you'll study their words carefully, you'll see there's always Torah inside. Even when they're talking about worldly things, there's always Torah hidden in there. That's the regular pshat of that statement in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Zal is going to give us an interesting interpretation, a drush on this pasuk. Sichosun shel tamid chachamim tzrichim limud. Hainu. Kol hasichos shel tamid chachamim shemesichim v'cholkin ze al ze. Whenever there are sichos between rabbis, the word siach in this context means arguments. There's machloikis, where one is talking against the other one, that kind of thing. There's machloikis against them. You know what the solution is? Lozeh tzrichin limud. This tells us that there's a requirement of learning, of teaching. One of them isn't teaching, and that's how the machloikis came about. Ki ikar ha-machloikis hu-machmas chisoron ha-limud. Because the main reason behind this kind of machloikis is she'enoi melamei toirosoi lacheirim, because one of them is not teaching his Torah to others. V'tuvei gonis begavei. So his good is stored up inside him. That fire gets stored up inside him. More fire, until it explodes. It breaks out as a crashing thunder, which unfortunately sometimes he explodes at someone else, sometimes at another tzaddik. Nimtza shehamachlekes shel tzaddikim hu nimshach me'atoyra kanal. So therefore the machlekes among tzaddik, between tzaddikim, comes from the Torah, as we just explained. Avol, but, yesh machlekes shel harishoim. There's another kind of machlokes completely, machlokes of Rishoyim, she'enoi nimshach mehatoyra klal, that's not related to the Torah at all whatsoever. V'zeh shehoyo koivel David lefnei Hashem isborach, and this is why David HaMelech was pleading with Hashem, and he was in a sense complaining to Hashem. Koru li zedim shichois. Zedim means people who do things b'mezed. These very bad people are digging ditches for me. They're trying to bury me. And he uses the word shichois. Shichois means a ditch. And shichois is the same exact spelling as the word sicha that we spoke about before. Kol ha-sichois shel tamidei chachamim. But these are shichois asher loy ketoyra secha. They're digging ditches that don't involve, that are not related to the Torah at all. Shehem meisichin v'cholkan alai, they're talking about me and making machloikis against me, Dovra Melech says, sheloy al pi ha-Torah klal, nothing to do with Torah. They're not learning Torah. It's not the fire of the Torah inside them that's causing it, because they ain't learning Torah. By them, they're just mamish rishoim, they're evil people who are against tzaddikim. V'zeh shebikesh Dovr, and now we could understand Dovra Melech's tefillah, when he said to Hashem, Ach toy vocheser yodafuni. Hashem, when I'm being chased, when I'm being attacked, I want to be attacked by the good kind of machlokes, by machlokes that comes from tzaddikim, not machlokes that comes from rishoim. So he said, Ach toy vocheser yodafuni. Shebechol eis sheyu olai redifoy some machlokes, that whenever there'll be machlokes against me, people will be chasing me, it should be sheyi hamachlokes rak misham. The machlokes should only be coming from that place called toiv v'chesed, from that kind of difference. Mebchinas toiv v'chesed kanal, not from that other place, the machlokes of rishoim, evil rishoim, dosan v'aviram, the other kind of machlokes, you know, which was nothing to do with Torah. Baruch Hashem. The next chapter, Reish Pei Dalet, 284. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shomati b'shmoi, I heard said over in the name of Rabbeinu Zal, that he was reprimanding someone. This person had said to Rabbeinu Zal, she'ein loy pnai lilmoy, that he doesn't really have time to learn, because he's involved in business and it takes up so much of his time and he doesn't have time to learn. Omar, Rabbeinu Zal said to him, she'afal pikein, despite all of his important business interests, Roy loy lachtoif eizes man lasik b'toyra b'chol yoim. It's still proper and important, and he can grab some time to study Torah every single day. V'yomar, and Rabbeinu Zal said, Shezehu Mashom Razal, this is what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Sheshoyel and Esodom, when the Gemara speaks about a person that when he passes away, he goes before the heavenly court, and they ask him a few questions before they analyze his whole record. They ask him, Kovato Itim La Torah, did you establish set times for the study of Torah? So that's the standard translation of those words. Lichvoya means to establish, like to fix a time for learning. Rabbeinu Zal said that the word likboa also means to steal. Kova hu loshen gzela. We know that the word likboya in loshen kodesh has a second meaning. Kemay shekosov, as we find in the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Beis, v'kova es koyveyem nefesh. He kidnapped them. He kidnapped their souls. The kidnap means to steal. Hainu, sheshoyel in esodom, they'll ask the person, im gozal min azman shu torot basokov, they're going to ask the person, did you steal time? I know you were busy. Everyone's busy. You have busy with your business. Did you steal time from your business? Im gozaltam im itim la Torah. Kitzore chodom lachtoi veligzoil itim la Torah. A person has to grab and steal time for Torah from all of his busyness and all of his business. You know, both of those. Rabbeinu Zal is making an important point here that sometimes it looks to a person like I can't, my situation. It's so all-encompassing and it's so all-engrossing that I can't take time off. Rabbeinu Zal said you should know that in most cases, it's not true. Your Yetzirah is playing with you. Yetzirah makes it seem that way. It seems you can't. So Rabbeinu says, you know what? I have a solution. You know what the solution is? Sometimes when a person can't get something legitimately, can't get something regular because it's not justified, you know, so what does he do? He steals. You steal. So here also, Rabbeinu Zal says, your Yetzirah is going to be standing there like a big boss, like the chairman of the board saying, what do you mean? You have to put more time into your business, into your work. You're not 8 hours, 16 hours, 15 hours. You can't leave at 5 o'clock or at 6 o'clock. Another couple of hours, maybe, who knows, maybe this is where you'll make your big sale or this or that. Rabbeinu Zal says, if the Satan is coming to you with justice, with trying to rationalize to you, then fine. For this, you can be a thief. Be a thief, steal, sneak. Sneak some time for us, steal here, grab there, before work, after work. All the times when you're allowed. Obviously, we're not talking about stealing. We're not talking about doing anything illegal or anything against the Torah. But we're talking about where a person feels sometimes that, who knows, maybe I should be putting this time into working more, you know, and doing more to make my store beautiful. And the person goes ahead and with a certain rationale says, no, I'm going to steal. That's not the only thing in my life. The only thing in my life isn't parnasa. It isn't only business. I'm going to grab and steal some of the time that some other people would give for that and use it for Torah. Baruch Hashem.